Hey guys, welcome back to F1 Podcast. This is your host, Reading Smells, with your co-host, Faruqi. What's up, Faruqi?
Yo, what's good, Fardeen?
I'm doing awesome, dude. We got a very special guest today. Guess who it is? Without any further ado, please welcome Reem.
Hello, guys. Hey. It's me.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys? Well,
doing great. Welcome to F1 Podcast.
Thank you so much.
Before we start, first question to every guest is just introduce yourself and just overall everything about you.
Alrighty. So my name is Reem. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Qatar. I'm originally Syrian, so anyone Syrian out there, kudos. What else? I do social media influencing. I'm an interior designer. I just got accepted for an interior designing company here in Qatar, which is amazing. Like, you know, once you graduate, you're like at home 24/7. So that's amazing.
Awesome.
What else? I love pets. I have two little hamsters and a cat. And nice. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Freaking, ask the second question, you can go with it.
Okay, so let's just get into the main type of questions, basically. Where did all this TikTok start from?
So, honestly, I had a Musical.ly account before. I don't know if you guys know Musical.ly or from that era, but I used to make, like, really dumb videos. And every time I went back to it, like, I would just, you know, post whatever. And then I went back to that account again, and I was like, wait, how did it change to TikTok? Because Musical.ly app changed to TikTok app. It's basically the same thing. And then I couldn't access my account, and I made another account. And then I started just posting videos that, like, actually made more sense. So I went for vlogs, like, my son, a funny vlog day, or I'd be, like, cooking something or making a drink or stuff like that. So that's when it started.
Awesome. So you say you've been posting vlog type of content. In that case, who's your inspiration? Do you have an inspiration? Source of inspiration, sorry.
Inspiration. I'd say I actually had inspiration from vloggers on YouTube, but okay. I didn't want to post like a huge vlog where I would like be carrying the camera everywhere because I felt like that was just too much commitment, and I don't have commitment, and I know a lot of people don't. So I was like, TikTok is kind of like, it's kind of hard, kind of easy, but it's not like I wouldn't be that committed to it. So posting a vlog would be easier there. Especially that you're holding the camera in a vertical way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, okay, go on.
Okay. So when you started TikTok, was it successful from the start, or did it take you some time to grow, or what?
It did take me some time to grow, but whenever that's I learned this from every social media platform. Whenever you have a specific niche, audience would stick to you more, because whenever you have multiple videos, you know, of different kinds, of different interests, a lot of people would be confused about what exactly do you do on social media.
Oh, okay. So you choose a specific one so that you can focus on that topic. And
yeah, I try my best, honestly, because there are many trends that people try on TikTok. And you'd want to do that. But at the same time, you just have to think about the long run. Do you want to, like, grow your TikTok, or you just want to have fun and follow trends? So.
Okay. So basically, you sound like a full-on TikTok professional.
And, I'm not.
But, like, when we invited you, like, when people got to know that we invited you and you're coming to the podcast, a lot of people were interested and really surprised that a person like you is going to come to a podcast.
Yeah.
Turns out everyone's a big fan of you. And in that case, what would be your tips to new TikTok beginners and
that's people awesome. Starting?
Yeah.
So are you guys into TikTok or?
Fruki.
I mean, we are.
Fruki's the main guy. Not me. Okay. I'm not really a TikTok guy because I'm not really good at it. Like the I heard there's a strategy to it, music and stuff like that. But like, I'm not good at it. So like, yeah. I give it to Fruki. He's professional, I guess.
Not professional. I don't make TikToks.
We get like, yeah, we are in TikTok, but like, not really the best, I guess.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it gets hard when you have a job and you get busy and you're like, oh my god, I need to make a TikTok. So it's a commitment, honestly.
Okay.
As you just said, job and TikToks, how do you handle these stuff basically? Like, does it get too stressed or like what is it?
So if you know how to manage your time accordingly, for example, I start my work at 8:30 a.m. in the morning and then I finish at 6 p.m. and then I have gym from 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. and then I haven't eaten dinner all day. Actually, sakhana all day, any at night. And then I go back home, eat dinner, and then it's just like this little time where I can think of an idea to do and record it. But I would post it the next day in a better timing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, like, you know, when you start TikTok, yeah, as you said, it wasn't too successful at the start. Like, obviously, it takes time to grow. But was it a time when you started, like, and it didn't do too well and you just wanted to give up? Like, nah, like, I just don't want to do it anymore.
Honestly, I didn't take it too seriously. Just because I was like, it's just another social media platform that I have. But when I started seeing my friends growing on it, I'm like, are you serious? Like, I want that. And I don't know if you know, but like, we have this like little group that we made in Qatar for TikTokers. It includes Faris, Prince, Buckled Up. His name is Amir. And Maya, Horajabi. So, yeah, like, it's been amazing, honestly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we actually got Maya on the podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Awesome
too. Yeah, she was just talking. We were talking about you at one point, the group of Qatar. I mean, she actually got to meet you. Sorry.
Yeah. She said that she didn't like any of you guys at the start. So.
She told me that. I was surprised. I was like, how? Like, don't judge me by like what I post.
But she's an awesome person, by the way. Shout out to Mai. Okay, yeah. Next. So just like Fariki asking, it's a question that's kind of related to what he said. Was there a moment where you were like, oh my god, I've reached it? Like, I am that, or like, I'm famous. Like, was there a moment that you were like, oh my god, wow, I'm successful, something like that?
Was there a moment of like me reaching the peak on TikTok, you mean?
Like where you felt like you reached the peak or you felt like you have achieved something.
Honestly, how do I explain? Yeah, I get you on it.
Okay.
So how I see it is that if a company reaches to me asking me to do like an advertisement for them, and it has like a lot of potential, and they reached me because of TikTok, that I feel like I have reached a peak. Just because it's like now it's an actual part-time job.
Were your parents surprised that you actually, you know, were famous and you started becoming like the next person? Like, you get the point. Were your parents?
I get you. Yeah.
Yeah, were your parents proud of you? Like, what was their reaction, I guess?
So, my parents are not a huge fan of social media. I have to say that. they're, like, in the middle, you know? Okay. Like, they don't really get it, but they get it at the same time. But they're okay with it, you know? Okay. And they know what I'm doing on it. As long as I have a specific audience that I'm doing it for, a specific, like, topic, aim... That's all that matters.
Okay, talking about aim. So what is your aim? Like, your goal? Because we had this fan question, which was basically, what was your goal or what was your aim? What was your dream? What's your final aim, I guess?
Okay, so I'd say my aim on social media and like why I appear on social media is being a Muslim Arab girl, I'm living in the Middle East, but I'm also from Texas. So okay. I usually go there and visit my family there. So I do post TikToks over there, and that's when it goes viral in the US, which is amazing, honestly. I just try my best to show the good side of Muslim girls and how, like, for example, the hijab that I'm wearing, this is something that doesn't, like, control my life, but it makes my life better. And I'm trying to teach the younger kids just the beauty of hijab, the beauty of fashion. I'm just combining them together. And that's pretty much my aim.
Oh, that's actually a cool aim.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. It's working.
Thanks.
Okay. So, I mean, you're a TikToker I've seen a lot who loves to speak out and raise awareness about what's going on around the world. For example, the Palestinian thing, the Israel and Palestinian fight, and the Turkey fires as well. Like, so would you just like to raise more awareness over your, just to tell the viewers what's actually going on and what we can do to improve it?
Thank you for asking that. I've realized my content has been going it's been changing to raising awareness about what's happening in the world, just because I was like, okay, I'm doing this on the side, but I could also be raising awareness, and why not? Like, there's no harm in it. So about the about the situation in Palestine, about the situation that happened right now in Turkey, and the burning, like the fires that have been happening. I feel like any social media platform, like anyone that has a social media platform, they should be using it to raise awareness, because like, what's the point of it if you're not actually using it for the good cause? That's what I felt like afterwards. I felt more connected to it as well, more connected to the people, because every time I do post about it, people would ask me more about the situation and what's happening in Palestine, and like the people that don't know about it. So it's like I'm also educating.
Okay. Because I've seen a lot of posts of you raising awareness for the recent one was for the Turkey fires, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in that case, moving away from this topic, so you're interested in interior design, like you said before. So, what made you reach there? Like, what was it? What's your inspiration for interior designing? Was it like from childhood itself, or did you get that thought later on? When was it? What was it?
I was more interested about interior design in high school because I took a class for about 4 years. And then I was like, you know what? This is actually not bad. It's something that I've wanted just because I like building stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's basically building interiors, whether it's stores, houses, hospitals. Okay. And it's just like, it's an interesting field, especially for like people who love building, love 3D modeling, and happy that I chose it.
Okay, awesome. In that case, have you ever done your own project for interior designing, I guess?
I have done theoretical projects, obviously, in university.
Yeah.
All theoretical. But I'm hoping one day, inshallah, I'm like working on this project in my new company. And I'm just like wondering what it would feel like to walk into my own design. That's like mind blowing. But inshallah, Annie, one day.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. In that case, I'm actually interested in interior designing too. So what kind of design are you into? Are you Roman designing or minimalistic thing? What's the topic that you fancy?
So my style that I always go for is naturalistic, bohemian, colors that don't really distract the eye. There has to have harmony and rhythm, like inside of a place, so that it could work together.
Okay. I'm just like, how do I say? I think I'm like a minimalistic type of designing, I guess. Like a futuristic, minimalistic, I guess, that type of designing. mainly white and black, I guess. Marble, mm-hmm. that type of design. Yeah. Other than that, just plain, I guess. What about you, Faruqi?
This is where I shut up. I don't know
what type you're designing.
What's your type of style doing, like, Faruqi?
Minimal, like, I don't know if that is Faruqi.
Just say it because you said it.
Right. You know what? I feel like most guys would choose the minimalistic look just because mm-hmm. For girls, they love to own many things, like, you know, makeup. It's very different. We wear dresses. Yeah. You guys just wear pants and a shirt.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, we just have... I think... I don't want to be like... I don't want to say something stupid, but like... Generally, I think boys own less things compared to girls, and yeah. I guess we have less things to store, and we just like want everything to be just laying around, I guess.
Definitely.
I'm gonna get screwed over this. Okay.
Let's hope not.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Frig, you got some more questions?
So basically, I'm gonna move on from the interior designing part. Okay. So basically, we had a talk with Maya about this as well. So you're unsolved, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she said you went and asked her if she wanted to do this because, like, you know, because so, it's kind of like it's investigating or something. Yeah. So can you tell us more about it, basically? How you came up with it or, like, why you decided to do it?
I was just watching murder mystery TV shows. My favorite is Miami. I don't know if you know it. CSI Miami, that one. That's like an old TV show. And I was like, why don't I create like murder mystery cases that people can solve in the Middle East, you know? And like, I would create the story. mm-hmm. But I know myself, I don't know how to create stories at all. Like, I don't know how to come up with a story. So I'm like, you know what? I need a good storyteller. Like, I need a good person to be on my side. So I went, of course, with Hora Jabi, the one who tells the stories. And I'm like, yes. You know, she might have good ideas. Yeah. And I love packaging. So that was like my strength, where I would get the packaging stuff in low prices. And then I would get the stickers from like a place. And then, you know, it's just, it's a good feeling when you package something. That's also, I remember where I wanted to feel that way. So. Packaging is like therapy for me.
basically popping bubble wraps, I guess.
Oh my god, that, yes. Yeah, exactly.
That is so satisfying. Okay, alright, so what is it called? We're investigating type of shows. Mm-hmm. What's your show that you're watching right now? Is there any specific show that you're watching right now?
So, yeah, I used to watch CSI. There was this TV show that I watched. What is it called? The Mentalist. It's like a known show, I guess.
Mentalist? Okay.
What else? I don't remember the
rest.
Have
you seen this the show? I just started watching it, but like, I think it's kind of like a murder mystery type of thing. It's just these high school students trying to find these murders and cases that's happening around. Riverdale,
yeah.
Yes. Have you watched it?
I love Riverdale, yes.
It's awesome. It's actually awesome.
Of course, yeah.
I've been starting watching it on like season 3, I guess, towards the end. Like, I'm not a really big fan of these murder type of mysteries, type of stories. Mm-hmm. But one of my friends said it's like a more low-key type of murder mystery. It's not like over the top, but like it's a good starter, I guess. I've been starting watching it, and it's really cool. Like, if you haven't watched it, especially Faruqi, watch it, please. You have to watch it every day. It's awesome.
You guys should watch Outer Banks. I just advise the reef.
Outer Banks! Yes, I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it? Oh. Okay. Yeah, it's a sick show, by the way. Yeah.
It is sick. Wait, talking about. Is anyone excited for Cobra Kai? Do you know Cobra Kai? Anyone?
Oh my god, I am.
I do know. I love Cobra Kai.
Yeah. But Cobra Kai is sick.
Coming in December.
Okay, in that case, what's your favorite scene, Cobra Kai? What's your most memorable scene, I guess?
Oh my god, Cobra Kai. I remember maybe it was the last episode when they were all fighting. It was chaotic. I didn't even know they could show this on because it's a Nickelodeon show, right? I'm not sure. Is it Disney, Nickelodeon?
I'm not quite sure as well.
No idea. No idea.
I don't know. I think it is Nickelodeon, but the amount of graphic stuff that they showed and like fights that they've been through, and then like one of the guys was, I'm not going to spoil it for the people, but it's like, I don't know. It felt more graphic towards the end. I was like, oh my God.
This is going to be a spoiler to people, but then I mean, everyone's probably watched it at this point. I think my favorite scene will be the last scene where Daniel versus what's his name? Reese. Yes, Daniel versus Reese. Was that his name? Reese?
Freaking? Reese is
I think so.
Sensei, the villain. The villain. Yeah, the sensei. Kreese, not Reese, sorry. Kreese.
Reese.
I'm sorry. I haven't watched him in a video too much. I'm just caught with those characters. Okay. So Kreese versus Daniel. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie, but like, ever since the movie, since the first Karate Kid movie, I've always wanted to see a fight between Daniel versus Kreese. Because, like, both of them always had a rivalry. And, like, at the last scene when they, like, broke through the glass, that was lit.
True.
That was like, wow. And, like, Johnny giving the permission to go for it. Like, go for it. Oh, that was sick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fruki? What happened?
Okay. Nothing. Because, like, I watched the show. I didn't watch the movie, actually, you know. So.
Oh. You watched the show, but not the movie. Fruki, are you okay?
My bad.
Like, the Karate Kid movie, I think, was really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? We talk about movies, we talk about shows. What's next, Ruki? Actually, I got some questions. But I mainly wanted to talk about what's your interest and everything else. But we'll start with the questions. First is, how long have you been in this industry before?
The creation industry? I'm thinking TikTok, it wasn't long, actually. TikTok was around 2020, but Instagram was way before, around 2017, maybe.
Okay.
Just recently.
Not that far.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I mean, like, Mashallah, you've been quite famous for that small duration. Was really good.
What else?
You can go on,
Fruki. Okay, so basically, you know, as we posted on our story, asking a couple of questions to ask you. So just wanted to see what they wanted to ask you. So a couple of questions they asked were, the first question was, okay, if you were to stay in one country for the rest of your life, where would it be?
Oh, yeah. This is a really cool question.
I think I'd stay in Australia.
Australia. Any reason for that?
Yeah. I've never been there before, but I've heard about the beaches. I've seen their TV shows. I love their accent. You know, the people over there, they look good, you know? So, definitely Australia.
Okay, so you just want to try a new culture. Okay.
Yeah, but it's the furthest country away from all countries, by the way. It's like on the corner of the world.
Yeah, it's their own continent at this point. Yeah. Alone. Yeah. Okay. What's the next question? We got a lot of questions because, you know, you're famous. But what else? Yeah, we got a lot of questions, but like all of them were just like normal questions, basic questions that just like we asked you. So the next question will be, actually, this is one of the questions that you also recommended me to ask you. It was, how are you able to stay active on social media at the same time that you study interior design?
At the same time I study? I finished studying.
Oh, so wait, I'm sorry. Same time you work. I'm sorry, not studying. The work.
Same time I work. I just manage my time, honestly. You just have to be...
techniques?
Techniques? What do you mean by techniques?
Like any special ways that you find time or organize, like timetabling, something?
I don't like to-do lists for some reason, but people do love to-do lists, but I don't really follow them. I usually just put a timer on my phone, like whenever, you know, I need to do something at that time. That would manage my time, honestly. Like that helped me a lot, hatta throughout university.
Okay, so that's just basic time management. Okay, in that case, next question. What makes, okay, it says what makes her a good interior designing student? What makes you a good interior designing student? Yeah.
Listen to your clients all the time. Okay. Like, don't do whatever you want to do because it's not your house. It's not your, for example, store, you know. But that, you're going to learn that, like, once you work, not while you're university.
Okay, so you're just going to learn it towards you do it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next, and the final question, a good question, is what is your dream? What is your main goal? We asked this question, but, like, do you have any specific dreams? Like, some people, like, they want to fly in person, like, private jet. Like, I don't know, get a house in this special country. I don't know. Like, okay. What's your dream?
I guess my dream is to live jobless. I don't want to work. I want to own, like, a farm with animals. I want to take care of animals. And
okay.
I want to have a big family.
Also, like, American Gothic type of thing.
Yeah, maybe, actually, yeah.
Okay. That's pretty much it for fan questions. All right, so before, you know, we got this nice segment that we call a quick fire. Mm-hmm. It's very, very simple. Yes or no type of questions.
All right, but I only have 5 minutes until I start my work, yes. So let's make it quick.
Yes, quick. Quick fires, yeah. Okay. First question by me will be iPhone or Android?
Android. Sorry, iPhone. What am I saying?
Okay.
I was like, let's go the first person to say Android.
First person to Android, yeah.
Next question for you.
So, do you game at all? Do you play any games on...
Yes.
So, PS4 or Xbox?
Xbox.
First guest to say Xbox, actually.
What?
Yeah, everyone said PS4. It says PS4, come on.
Come on.
Okay, my bad.
Okay, next question. Next question. Favorite music? Favorite song genre you're listening to? Anything?
Favorite song? You put me on the spot right there. Imagine Dragons band.
Okay. Awesome. Next.
Favorite movie?
Yes.
Life of Pi.
Ooh. Nice. That's nice. Okay. Next. Favorite actor?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. Obviously.
Dream vacation.
Yes.
Medication?
Vacation. Dream medication.
Dream medication. Like, okay. Nice. Vacation.
Yes.
The Maldives.
Everyone's, I guess. Most of the people would say Maldives. It's a sick place.
It is.
What else? I think this will be the last question. Oh no, I forgot the question. Oh no. Fruki, you got any more questions? Forgot the question. Fruki, you got any questions?
Favorite car?
Favorite car? Jeep. Definitely. 100% Jeep. Yeah.
What sounded like a shock.
Yeah, because, like, I didn't expect you to be a Jeep type of person. Like, you didn't look like a Jeep type of person.
Okay. I don't have a Jeep car. I have an MG car that my dad bought, but I wish I had a Jeep, though.
I wish I had a Jeep. Okay. But I think that should be it for you, okay? That was lit.
Yeah.
That was a really good episode. Okay, before we end the show,
yeah.
What would you rate the show right now? How was it? What was the experience? How was it?
Honestly, this was actually fun. You should keep doing this. Like, meet new people in Qatar. And let us actually know more people in Qatar, like, from different countries, from different ethnic backgrounds, TikTokers, actors, whoever here in Qatar.
Yes. Thank you so much for the review and the feedback. Okay, thank you so much. Before we end, you want to give a shout out to your own channel? Let the listeners know where they can see you.
Yeah, sure. So my main username that I use for all social media accounts is Reem Official with a zero, not an O.
Okay, awesome. With zero.
Yeah.
Right, in that case, let me thank the listeners. Thank you so much for watching.
Thank you so much for having me.
With the like button. Yes. If you like this video, go to the like button. Add us to your playlist on Spotify. And until the next video, see you guys later. You guys want to say bye at the same time? Please. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Bye.
That works. That's fine.
No.